Hi, this is Happy Traum, and this is the third tape in our Five String Banjo series. In this tape, we're going to explore a style that's very different than the one we did in the last two tapes. We're going to do a style that is called up-picking, or sometimes I like to call it Pete Seeger style picking, because he's been so closely identified with this particular style, although it has been played for years by Southern Mountaineer pickers and a lot of other people. In fact, Pete learned it originally from people in the Southern Mountains. But we can call it Pete Seeger style. It's an excellent kind of playing for accompanying songs and ballads, as well as for playing lead lines. But it's a very nice, mellow kind of style. Let me just play a little bit for you, and then you'll see why we call it, if you're familiar with Pete's playing, you'll see why I call it Pete Seeger style. Well, before we get into all that, we better tune up. We're still in open G tuning, so we'll start out with the first string, which is a D. Okay, second string, B. Third string is G. Fourth string is D, an octave below the first. And the fifth string is your high G, an octave above the third. So here's the open G chord. Before we get into the right hand picking, let's just review our three basic chords in this key. Of course, the G, the one chord, is open, so you shouldn't have any trouble with that if your banjo's in tune. The D7th chord, the 5 chord, is first finger on the 2nd string 1st fret, 2nd finger on the 3rd string 2nd fret. The 4 chord, or C chord, has the 1st finger on the 2nd string 1st fret, 3rd finger on the 1st string 2nd fret, and your 2nd finger on the 4th string 2nd fret. So there you have G, D7, C, G. You'd be amazed at the number of songs you can play with just those three chords. One of the hardest things about my putting these tapes together, believe it or not, is trying to decide which songs to do. Not because I can't think of any songs, but because I can think of too many songs, and I've just got to think of the ones that I think you'll be able to play and get the most enjoyment out of at the same time. Because in the world of folk music and country music and blues, most of the material is done with just three chords. So it'll be up to you to a certain extent to explore this and find as many songs as you can possibly find to practice on. Whether you like the songs or not doesn't even matter. It's mainly a question of playing songs to get your facility together, your left hand and right hand coordination, so that you can play just about anything you want to play at any time. Well, enough talk. Let's get to picking. This style is very different than the two-finger mountain style we did in the first two tapes, in that in those tapes, your lead finger was your thumb. Remember, we picked the thumb, and then well, this style is very different, first of all, because it involves more chords or brushing strokes, and partly because your lead finger is now your index finger, the finger you point with. That's the finger that's going to be picking out the melody notes, and that's your basic first beat finger. So, the first thing we should do is pluck up on the first string with your index finger. Okay? Now, that finger and your other fingers are coming up, if your hand is relaxed properly, should be coming up into a loose ball or fist. And your fingers should be there poised to brush down across the strings. So you pick up towards you with your index finger, and then down with your first and second, or first, second, and third fingers across the strings. Okay, let's do that together. I find that usually when I do it, I pick with my index finger and brush with my second or second and third fingers. Okay, let's do that in rhythm. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Now, so far, easy. Now we're going to add the thumb to the fifth string. And you remember, the fifth string is almost always played with the thumb. It's a drone string. And if you're counting 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and, the thumb beat is going to be played on the 2 and. Your upstroke, your uppick with your index finger is 1. The and after the 1 is empty. You brush down on 2, and you thumb the fifth string on and. Listen to it. 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and. It's very important that you get this rhythm right from the start, because if you start playing the wrong rhythm, you're going to throw yourself off for the rest of the time. So make sure you're counting it right. This is the famous bum diddy strum, and so if you think of those, the rhythm of those words. Boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, diddy. And there is a beat after your first upstroke, that and, one, and. That's a little rest, two, and. Okay, try it with me. We'll do it very slowly, and make sure you get the rhythm right. Here we go. One, and two, and. Now, your hand position, your right hand, is very important in this too. Try to keep your thumb up above the fifth string while you're picking with the rest of your hand so that it's ready to follow that brush in a smooth motion. You're picking, then you're brushing down, and your thumb follows after that in as smooth motion as possible. If you have to start hunting for that thumb stroke, you're going to miss out, because eventually this is going to have to go fairly fast. So, stop now, turn the tape off, and if you haven't played this strum before, just sit down and start over and over again. Until it drives you and everybody else in your house batty. But do it. Now, if that gets to be too monotonous for your ears, try varying the string that your index finger picks. Now, up till now, we've been just picking the first string, but you can pick the second string, brush, thumb, third string, or fourth string. And you can mix them up any way you like. Then you can change chords and do the same thing with a C chord. to the G chord. D7. As I guess you figured out, all I was doing was that up pick, brush, thumb, pick, brush, thumb, pick, brush, thumb, varying the strings, and of course when you change chords, the notes on the strings change chords. So once again, it's very important for you to stop and work on this strum over and over again until you have it coming a second nature. I remember when I was first learning how to pick the banjo, I used to do this strum while I was riding in the subway, while I was walking along the street. I think people thought I had some kind of a nervous twitch because I kept practicing the motion of the strum wherever I went. And that helps too. You'd be surprised if you can hide your hand and do it. People won't think too strangely of you, and you get that coordination down. But it is best to practice with a banjo rather than without. Now, once you have that strum fairly smoothly, you can try some songs. Let's take a song. Oh, let's take Jesse James, for instance. You probably know this song. Jesse James was a lad who killed many a man. He robbed the Glendale train. He stole from the rich and he gave to the poor, with a hand and a heart and a brain. Poor Jesse had a wife who mourned for his life. Three children, they were brave. But the dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Now all I'm doing here is picking those different strings with my index finger, and then following that with my brush thumb stroke, and changing chords in the right places. And you can hear, as I do this, how easy it's going to be to get the melody to come out. I've almost got a melody there right now. You can hear how close that came to the melody of the song, and all I was doing was selecting which strings I was picking with my index finger, that up pick, and just playing those strings. So once you get the strum really smooth, then start experimenting with a song like Jesse James or other songs you might think of, and try to hear in your head which string to pick to get the closest sound to a melody. Now we're going to do the melody of that song a little bit later, but now let's just try to add something to this strum. Just as with the Two Finger Mountain style we did, you can make good use of hammer-ons with this strum. One nice place you can hammer on, just as you did with that other strum, is to hammer on the fourth string second fret. And in this strum, that hammer-on is going to come after your pick with your index finger and before the brush stroke down on the one and beat. Listen to it once. Pick, hammer, brush, thumb. One and two and. Okay? Try that with me and alternate that between the fourth and third string. Here we go. Pick, hammer, brush, thumb, pick, and brush, thumb. A little faster. Here's a well-known song that's got similar chord changes to Jesse James. And here it is with the hammer-ons. This one goes right to the C. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. Little birdie, come and sing me your song. I've a short time to be here with you, and a long time to be gone. Well, you can hear how you can adapt this to different songs. And right now, I think what you should do is try to go through as many songs as you know and try playing, once again, try playing the strum with lots of other songs. Now, before we close this side of the tape, I'd like to show you this strum in three-quarter time, which is also very important to know. Here, instead of just picking an up pick, brush, thumb. Now what we're going to do to get that extra beat in, to make it three beats to a measure, is to add a brush thumb. So now we have this. Pick, brush, thumb, brush, thumb. Okay, listen to it all together. So stop here, practice this strum in the 2-4 rhythm, 1 and 2 and 1 and 2, and in the 3-4 rhythm, 2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. And when you feel comfortable with it, turn over the tape and we'll go on to some